I'm Charles Biblazer, managing editor of The Media Line, and today my guest is Brigadier General Nitzan Nouriel, the former director of the Counterterrorism Bureau in the Israeli Prime Minister's office, and previously deputy commander of the IDF's Gaza Strip Division. Thank you for being with me today, Mr. Nouriel.
Thank you, sir.
And the topic that we're going to be discussing are the rare protests in Gaza against Hamas. In your opinion, sir, what is fueling the unrest?
First and foremost, this is not the first time. But the difference from this period and the previous one is that it seems more people are involved. The background, obviously, is the quality of life, the prosperity, the fact that the people who live in Gaza the last 12 years under the Hamas cannot see any hope and cannot see any achievements. And yet, I don't think that it's going to change dramatically the overall situation in Gaza.
And Hamas has cracked down relatively strongly on the protests, but activists are still calling for them to continue. So do you see things intensifying, or you think this is much ado about nothing, and ultimately Hamas will be able to suppress the demos?
Let's try to see it from two different angles. From the protest point of view, they actually do not know what do they want to achieve. They don't have any demand. They don't have any request from Hamas. They ask for better life. It's too general. It's not something specific. It's not something that you can really see if you can get it or not. From the Hamas point of view, somebody challenged their regime, and they are not going to give up. So they are going to do almost everything in order to make sure that the people will not go one bridge too far.
And Hamas has pointed the finger at the ruling faction of Mahmoud Abbas's rival Ramallah-based government. Is there any truth to this accusation?
What can they say? What they can do instead of blame somebody else? So they blaming Abu Mazen, and let's face the fact. Abu Mazen strongly involved in the overall situation in Gaza. He cut some of the salaries, cut some of the finance for the electricity and so far and so on. So Abu Mazen, Abu Abbas, obviously involved in what's going in Gaza. And I believe that he can see that opportunity and try to push the people to protest and be more aggressive.
And generally in the past, when the situation in Gaza has worsened, Hamas has tried to deflect attention away from its own failings by targeting Israel. Do you view this as a possibility, especially given the tensions over the last year?
Unfortunately, the answer is yes. Whenever Hamas feel under any type of pressure, he aimed his rockets into the state of Israel, trying to say, I'm still here, I'm still strong, you cannot take decisions without me. And unfortunately, this is the same case I believe we are facing today.
I'm speaking now with Brigadier General Nitzan Nouriel, the former director of the Counterterrorism Bureau in the Israeli Prime Minister's office. Just final question. There's also been an uptick in violence in the West Bank. Do you think that this is something that's going to persist, especially ahead of the Israeli elections on April 9th, and also with the upcoming anticipated release of the Trump administration's peace plan?
The most important issue is the question, who is going to replace Abu Mazen? I believe that under the ground, and there are many players that are trying to shape their positions, and it's create kind of friction among themselves, but like always, it goes out. And yet, the overall situation in the West Bank is that they expect something to be changed. The Israeli election is one of the factors that may change the picture. So we need to sit and wait, and we need to see the end of April will be more problematic for us than the time we are facing today.
Brigadier General Nitzan Nouriel, a former deputy commander of the Israeli Army's Gaza Strip Division, I appreciate you being with me today. Thank you very much for your time. I'm Charles Biblazer, reporting for The Media Line.